On this Thanksgiving day, as I give thanks for my family and friends and reminisce about the years gone by and memories made, I'm led to this question to ask you today. Have you ever been duped? You know, cheated, deceived, or fooled, particularly by a sibling or a family member? Maybe that can be one of your table topics to discuss today, or maybe not. Oh, the holidays, the time of year we gather around the table eating turkey and dressing and all the things. It brings out all the memories of precious and not so precious family moments from the past. It really is something to be thankful for. I have an older brother, and growing up, let's just say as a little sister, I was slightly naive when it came to games and winning. I really just wanted to play, spend time together, and have fun. That's actually how I still approach games. It's not about the winning or the sibling rivalry. It's all about the laughs and memories, right? Well, not so much for my brother as we were growing up. I believe it was his mission to always win at anything we played, and as a result, I quite often got duped, or you could say cheated. When we were little, my brother had this ceramic brown bear. I don't know where he got it, why I wanted it, what it was about it, but I loved that little brown ceramic bear. I thought it was the cutest thing in the world. As a result, the bear became the object of many game bets. If I win, I get the bear. If my brother wins, he gets whatever. So as we would play a game, if I actually did win, it quickly became best 2 out of 3, and on until basically I could never possibly win that bear because he either cheated to win or he kept making us play one more game. True. We look back and laugh at all the times I played for that little ceramic bear and basically how it was never even a possibility that I would win it, but still I was gullible enough to believe that I could. So I played on. I got duped. And that's not uncommon among siblings, but as we grow, we mature and become more aware of things. We gain wisdom, seek truth, and usually try to avoid getting fooled or deceived. Our enemy, the devil, is a liar and a cheat. He wants more than anything to deceive us and give us half-truths that slowly isolate us from the flock and the good shepherd. We buy in. We're enticed by the prize or object of our obsession, so we play his games without realizing we can never win. The ultimate price for playing is destruction and death. We ultimately deceive ourselves. James 1:22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. If you hear and know the truth but don't live it, you are deceived. You're blind to who you really are and who God has designed you to be. James tells us, you've forgotten what is right, like you've forgotten your own reflection. We are to look deeply into the perfect law, the truth of God's word, and live it out. Follow its commands. As we do, we find freedom and are blessed. That's the truth. Don't get duped. Know the truth and don't just hear it, live it. That's always a win. I'm Lori Klein.